Natural disasters raise asbestos concerns. The recent global rise in the occurrence of natural disasters has caused much financial, environmental, and human health concern. Recovering from a flood, tornado, or earthquake puts serious strain on a community in countless ways, but the health risks of potential asbestos exposure are frequently overlooked. Asbestos exposure can cause horrible asbestos cancers, such as mesothelioma, a rare cancer that does not manifest until decades after a person's initial exposure to asbestos. Many building products used in homes, schools, office buildings, commercial sites, and other structures are known to contain asbestos. When these buildings are left intact, the asbestos is not a threat, but when damaged by the effects of a natural disaster, asbestos fibers can be released into the air and ingested by people decades later. That exposure can manifest as mesothelioma or another type of asbestos cancer. Asbestos was heavily used in construction materials between the 1930s and 1970s due to its durability, fire, and heat resistance. However, after the material's health issues were exposed, the use of asbestos has been restricted in the U.S. and, in many countries, banned completely. The increased incidences of earthquakes, floods, cyclones, and bushfires in Australia, for example, have put citizens at a higher risk for developing asbestos-related diseases and has prompted the Australian government to establish the Asbestos Management Review Initiative, which will provide recommendations on developing a national strategic plan to improve Australian asbestos awareness, management, and, ultimately, to irradiate the material from the country completely. Over 600 people in Australia die of mesothelioma each year, but this problem is in no way specific to Australia. As the frequency of natural disasters is expected to continue to rise worldwide, many experts are becoming concerned about increased human exposure to asbestos and an increase in cases of mesothelioma and lung cancer in the coming decades. As natural disasters are by no means infrequent in the United States Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, recommends that, after a natural disaster, no one should handle any damaged material and homeowners should wait for federal, state, or local emergency relief personnel to safely remove any potentially hazardous debris to avoid exposure to asbestos. Join our Facebook group, Fight Mesothelioma _Mesothelioma News, http://www.facebook.com/fight.mesothelioma. Follow us on Twitter, at MesaNews, http://twitter.com/#MesaNews. YouTube, http://youtube.com/user/MesaNews.